it's so nice to be in the house of the Lord this morning, be able to gather together to worship
together.
I want to start off by thanking each one who have prayed for me in the last few days, and thank you for your concerns, your cards, and emails, and other forms of communication.
我很感激大家，就是在过去中，你们在为我祷告，有的人甚至给我打电话、写卡，或者是给我发email，不管以各种各样的方式表达对我的关切，我非常的感谢。
Just a reminder of how close to eternity we are sometimes without even realizing it.
有的时候我们甚至没有意识到，我们真的离永恒只有一步之差。
2 weeks ago on Thursday, I came home from my office and ate lunch, sat down in my chair and went to sleep.
然后两个星期以前，星期四，我从那个办公室回来，吃完午餐，我就坐在那个我的椅子上。
Woke up 10 or 15 minutes later with a little pain. I didn't think it was too serious.
10到15分钟之后，我醒过来就觉得有一点痛醒了，然后我觉得应该不是很严重啊。
Since I didn't have anything else to do, I thought, well, I'll go to the emergency room.
因为我没有别的事情可以做，我说好吧，那我就去急诊吧。
My wife didn't think it was too serious either.
我太太也觉得好像这个应该不是什么大问题。
But the next day, they told my wife after they performed a procedure that I had been very, very close to a major heart attack.
他们就是第二天，他们就给我做了这个心脏搭桥手术。他们说我其实离一个很危险的这个很大的心脏，就是心脏病发作，其实很接近。
So I've got a lot to praise God for.
所以我真的是有很多要感谢神的。
And thank you very much for all your prayers.
也非常感谢你们的祷告。
I also want you to do something for me now.
我也想说，大家这个时候为我做一件事情。
As we begin, if we would all just bow our heads, and if each one of you would pray that God will help us this morning, I would really appreciate it.
让我们一起来低头祷告，让我们求神来今早来帮助我们。
Just a few seconds of silence.
就是有几秒钟的这样沉默，静默在神面前。
Father, we do thank you this morning for your graciousness and for your goodness.
父啊，我们真的是为你的恩典、为你的良善，真的是感谢你。
Thank you, Lord, for Christians who gather together to worship.
谢谢你，让我们基督徒能够聚集在一起来敬拜你。
In the name of Jesus, we give these thanks.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告，感谢。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This morning, I have chosen a scripture I feel that God would have us to talk about for a little while.
我今天早上是我觉得是神的感动，让我选来讲这个以赛亚书的几节。
Yes, from Isaiah chapter 5, this is in the early part of Isaiah.
这个以赛亚书的第五章其实是属于以赛亚的前边的一个比较早期的部分。
The book of Isaiah is one of the more interesting books of the Old Testament.
以赛亚书是旧约中一卷很有趣的书信。
If you study the book of Isaiah in depth, sometimes Bible scholars compare it to a miniature Bible.
有的时候，如果你真的是去研读那个以赛亚书的话，就会发现圣经学者称以赛亚书是一个圣经缩影。
And if you go into it in great depth, you can find many, many similarities between the book of Isaiah and the complete Bible.
如果你再仔细研究的话，你就会发现以赛亚书跟整本圣经呢，其实有很多相似之处。
But in that comparison, they usually start off by pointing out that there are 66 chapters in the book of Isaiah.
通常呢，他们所第一个要指出来的就是说，以赛亚书一共有66章。
And there are 66 books in the Bible.
然后一共有66卷圣经，一共有66本书。
And then, as there are 39 books in the Old Testament, the first 39 chapters of Isaiah kind of compare to those books.
如果就像旧约一共有39本书，那头以赛亚书的头39章也一般来讲是跟那个旧约相对比。
And then there's a major shift in the way that Isaiah writes and chapters 40, the last 27 chapters, compared to the New Testament.
跟新约来相比一样的，那个以赛亚书从第40章到最后结束呢，有一个很大的转变。
There are many, many other comparisons, but that's not the purpose this morning.
那有很多很多的这样一个对比，但是这个不是我们今天早晨的主题。
And so I would like for Sister Lay to read those verses for us, Isaiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 7.
我们可以，如果可以，和大家一起来读，从以赛亚书第一节到第七节。 我要为我所亲爱的唱歌，是我所爱者的歌。论他葡萄园的事，我所亲爱的有葡萄园在肥美的山岗上，他刨挖园子，剪去石头，栽种上种的葡萄树，在园中盖了一座楼，又凿出压酒池，指望结好葡萄，反倒结了野葡萄。耶路撒冷的居民和犹大人呐、啊，请你们现今在我与我的葡萄园中断定是非。我为我葡萄园所做之外，还有什么可做的呢？我指望结好葡萄，怎么倒结了野葡萄呢？现在我告诉你们，我要向我葡萄园怎样行，我必撤去篱笆，使它被吞灭，拆毁墙垣，使它被践踏，我必使它荒废，不再修理，不再除刨，荆棘棘藜倒要生长，我也必命云不降雨在其上。万军之耶和华的葡萄园，就是以色列家，他所喜爱的树，就是犹大人，他指望的是公平，谁知道有暴虐，指望的是公义，谁知道有冤声。
This is a song that Isaiah is singing this morning.
这是以赛亚的一首诗歌。
This is a love song.
这是一首情歌。
This is a sad love song.
这是一首伤感的情歌。
Some people say today that if we really want to communicate the message of the gospel, that we need to find new ways other than preaching to communicate.
有些人就是现在有些想法，有些人讲说，哎，如果你要给现今的时代人传福音的话，讲耶稣的信息，你要发现新的方式来跟这些人交流。
They say that preaching
不是而不是靠讲道。
They say that preaching is no longer effective.
他们说那个讲道就是没有，其实是没有果效的。
They say that people come to church on Sunday and they kind of get into a church mode.
他说这些人来教会呢，就好像进入一个教会模式。
They sit down in their seats and they kind of turn off.
然后他们坐下来坐好了，就好像人就关起来了。
They fall half asleep and are really not open to the message of the gospel.
听讲道听得半睡半醒的，也完全没有听到这个信息。
As soon as a preacher begins to speak, they kind of have an ideal of what he's going to say and how long it should take for him to say it.
好像讲员一开口，大家好像就知道，哦，我知道他要讲什么，也知道他要讲多少，讲到底有讲多长。
They kind of respond to the tone of the preacher's voice.
然后我们就听着这个讲员的这个声音。
And if you haven't got a dynamic message in your voice, then they kind of turn you off and go the rest of the way to sleep.
如果你到时候他们所期待的你的信息还没有讲完，他们就不再听了，就不再注意你了。
And that you've lost their attention.
他们完全对你不再注意。
Well, the Bible still tells us that it's through the message of preaching, the communication of preaching, that people are won to Christ.
但是呢，圣经上讲得很清楚，仍然这个讲道仍然是神来传讲他信息的一个主要的方式，而是通过这个传讲神的道理，讲道来带领人归向主。
That's not the only way. Sometimes people write books, and they are very effective.
当然，这不是唯一的办法。有的时候人会写书。
Sometimes artists write songs and sing songs, and those are very effective.
或者有些呢，艺术家呢写一些流行歌曲，好像也很有效。
Sometimes people go out into the streets and find whomever will listen and talk to them individually.
有些人呢，就是到街头去跟人单独的谈话，像街头布道。
As I was in the hospital the other day, I asked one of my doctors if he was a Christian.
我在医院的时候，我问我的一位医生，我说你是基督徒吗？
I thought I would provoke a little one-to-one conversation.
我才想的，我可以给他有个一对一的对话。
But he told me that he didn't feel like that my question was appropriate.
但是他竟然说，他觉得我的问题不恰当。
He was there to talk about medical things, not about spiritual.
他说他在那儿讲的就是医疗上的事情，而不是讲到这个信仰上的事情。
However, I'm still going to try to talk to people individually about Christ.
但是呢，我还是就是想要有机会跟每个人呢讲到这个属神的事情。
But the Bible still tells us that the primary way of communicating the gospel is through preaching.
但是圣经上讲得很清楚，这个首要的、最主要的来传讲福音、传讲神的道的方式，还是通过讲道。
And now when Isaiah is writing his book through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he starts out in chapter 1 in a very harsh way.
在以赛亚呢，他当时开始来传讲神的话的时候呢，在以赛亚书刚开始第一章的时候，他讲的话其实是很严厉的。
And now that he's in chapter 5, he begins to be a little kinder and a little more gentle in his speech.
然后到第五章呢，他讲的好像就柔和一些了，好像更温和一些。
It seems to be that here is the situation in which Isaiah sings this song to the people.
然后我在想说这个以赛亚这个第五章的这个葡萄园诗歌的背景是什么样的，是这样子的。
The country at that time seems to be fairly stable.
看起来呢，那个时候以赛亚所在那个时代，那个国家很稳定。
The people are fairly comfortable.
然后大家都过得很舒服。
There's no major disasters happening.
也没有什么天灾人祸。
They still worship.
他们还在敬拜耶和华。
But they're not taking their worship seriously.
但是他们只是敬拜的不是那么很认真，不是那么很严肃罢了。
All the marks of society in that day is that they were really not thinking about the real important issues.
在那个社会的那个其实特点是什么？就是他们没有在思想这个真正重要的问题，尊重重要的那个事件。
Here's the situation. You can picture all the people, many, many thousands of people gathered into Jerusalem for the Feast of the Tabernacles.
他们就是说那些好多好多人，成千上万的人从四面八方来到耶路撒冷来庆祝这个收藏祭，就是耶和华的节期。
And people are seeing friends and family that they haven't seen in a long time.
他们能够看到好久没见的亲戚朋友。
And so people are in a festive mood, they're celebrating, and they're asking about each other's family.
然后大家都是一个过节的气氛很浓，大家都见了面了，互相问候。
And here's a father, you can picture him bragging about one of his sons has become a medical doctor.
你可以想象这个可能好久没见了，有个爸爸就在夸呀，说他儿子现在进医学院了。
And another son become a rabbi.
另外一个儿子呢，去现在是做那个教师，就是成了一个那个副职教师。
They become very festive and just talking and happy and having a good time.
所以呢，大家在一起，那个气氛很活跃，气氛也很高兴，大家就在一起聊天呐，说话呀，很热闹。
And then Isaiah the preacher stands in the midst of them.
然后呢，这时候这个以赛亚这个讲道的人就站起来了，在这个人中间。
In my mind, I have this image of the preacher finding something high to stand on so he can stand up and get the attention of the people.
我想大概以赛亚那个时候，他可能也会找一个在人群中间找一个比较高，像个讲台似的，然后站在上面。
And Isaiah says, let me sing you a song.
以赛亚说了，让我给你们唱一首歌。
And people are always wanting to hear a song.
你说大家都很喜欢听歌。
And Isaiah says it's a love song.
大家说，以赛亚说这是一首情歌。
Good, we like love songs.
然后这些人说太好了，我们喜欢听情歌。
But it's a sad love song.
这是一个伤感的情歌。
And just like country music of our day in America, it's always some tragedy associated with it.
你就知道像美国的这个六七十年代的那个民谣似的，然后呢，大家这个伤感情歌最后总是有一些那个伤心的事件发生。
And so Isaiah says, I'm going to sing you a song about a vineyard.
他说，以赛亚说，我要唱一首关于葡萄园的歌。
Oh, and people understood about a vineyard because they lived in a rural society, most of them.
因为他们是农业社会，所以很多人是很对这个葡萄园是很了解的。
If they didn't have their own vineyard, then they knew people who did have.
如果他们自己没有拥有一个葡萄园，他们可能认识的朋友中间、亲戚中有人有葡萄园。
And so the people gathered around to hear the song.
所以呢，大家就聚集在他周围来听他唱这首歌。
Bumping their neighbors, telling them to be quiet. The preacher's going to sing.
然后就说，哎，他们就会，如果邻居讲，他说，哎，你旁边的人说，你不要讲话呀，听这个讲员要开始唱首歌了。
And so Isaiah says, "My beloved hath a vineyard on a very fruitful hill."
他说，我所以赛亚讲到说，我所亲爱的有葡萄园，在一个肥美的山岗上。
He was good. They loved what he said.
哦，他唱的很好，大家都好喜欢听。
More and more people began to gather.
然后就更多的人开始就来过来听。
And the song continued.
然后他继续唱。
He dug it and he cleared the stones out of it and planted it with the choicest vines.
刨挖园子，剪去石头，栽种上等的葡萄树。
Now many of these people that are listening, they understand all that he said so far.
然后这个所有的听众，大部分都完全能够理解他所讲的是什么。
This is familiar.
这个对他们来讲是很熟悉的题材。
This is folk music.
这是一个那个乡村音乐。
This is country music.
这就是那个民谣。
It's my kind of music.
这是那个时候的，就是我们所喜欢的一种流行的民谣。
You know, the music of the people that they understand.
这个是人民，就是老百姓所唱的歌，所以他们完全能够明白。
And so Isaiah sings on, and he says he built a watchtower in the midst of it.
以赛亚继续唱，他说在园中盖了一座楼。
And he dug out a wine press or a wine pit in the middle of it.
又在其中呢凿出压酒池。
This is great. The song has all the marks of becoming a great song.
哦，他这个歌是到现在为止很好，他有这个所有成为流行歌曲的这个特点。
And somebody asked, "Do you think Isaiah wrote this song himself, or is he singing someone else's song?"
有人就问我说，哎，这是以赛亚自己写的这首歌呢，还是他就是从别人那儿拿来的？
They think, "Well, I think he wrote it himself."
我们都觉得他是自己写的。
There it is, and then it goes on, the wine press, it's an expensive proposition. People understand how much money it costs.
他知道那个楼和那个压酒池，实际上这是一个这个是很贵的一个投资。
A huge investment, a risk someone was willing to take only if he had a lot of faith that his vineyard was going to produce a lot of fruit.
除非这个人，他除非有很大的信心，真的是相信说我这个葡萄园将来会有一个很好的收成，而且很长时间。不然的话，这个是一个很大的冒险，就是去建这个盖楼和这个做酒榨。
But like every good folk song, here comes the sad verse.
就像很好的这个民谣，现在呢，每件事情看都很好，现在就来到这个让人伤心的部分了。
He expected it to yield grapes, but it yielded sour grapes.
他说：“这个我所亲爱的，指望结好葡萄，反倒结了野葡萄。”
This is not new to them.
对这个来讲，这些听众来讲，这个不是什么新鲜的。这个不是个新鲜事儿。
A story about heartbreak.
这个呢，讲到什么？讲到你的让你心碎的事情。
Isaiah is brilliant.
这个以赛亚他真的是才华横溢。
He's got the crowd ready to sing along with him.
他真的是已经这个听众已经准备好要跟他一起唱了。
Then he asked the question, "What more could have been done to my vineyard than what I did to it?"
他就在这里说。以赛亚就问了，就说我为我的葡萄园所做之外，我还能再做什么呢？
And so he asked the question from his audience, why did that field yield such sour grapes?
他就问他的这个听众说，我指望结好葡萄，怎么倒结了野葡萄呢？
He says, you be the judge, you tell me why. What more could have been done?
你们做法官，你们来断定一下，到底是为什么这样呢？这个到底谁对谁错呢？
You can almost hear the crowd responding in verses 3 and 4. You did everything you could. It's not your fault.
你就可以想象当时这个听众就在那里反应，就说你做了你所有能做，这不是你的问题。
You cared for the vineyard. You invested in it, and you gave it your best.
你真的是很照顾这个葡萄园，你把你最好的都给了他，所以给了这个葡萄园，那不是你的问题。
They understood what he was saying. Maybe they had had some of the same experience.
他们能够了解以赛亚所说的，因为他们可能有相同的体验，有这样过去的经验。
This is a song that fits every age down through the ages.
这首歌呢，是所有的历史历代大家都可以认同的一首歌。
I think about the thousands upon thousands of people who had worked hard and built up their business or their farm, and then 2008 came and they lost it all to the banks.
然后我就想象有成千上万的人，他们工作很努力，他们存钱，他们建造他们的事业，他们的生意，结果在2008年那个股票一跌，所有的人的钱都泡汤了。
So oftentimes in this life, the things that we think are going to yield us good and wonderful harvest turn sour.
有的时候呢，我们在这个生活中，我们是指望呢有好的收成，有好的结果，最后反而是野葡萄，酸葡萄。
Or maybe some of them were not thinking about their business. Maybe some were thinking about their relationship.
有些人可能没有想不到说他们的那个生意，但有些人可能会想到他们的那个人际关系。
Maybe a husband or wife who had gotten married with all the hopes of a new married couple.
他们作为一个，比如说一对夫妻刚刚结婚了，他们刚结婚的时候，心里边有所有对这个未来婚姻的梦想跟憧憬。
Only to find that relationship turned sour and something go wrong.
但是呢，却发现这个关系呢，这个婚姻关系最后却变酸了，变苦了，有些东西就是出问题了。
Maybe someone was thinking of a friendship they had. They thought they had the best friend in the world, only to find out that their friend betrayed them.
或者呢，就像有些人想象他们的友情，他有一位好朋友，他认为这是他世界上最好的朋友，结果这个人却在背后捅他一刀。
Instead of expecting and receiving a good harvest, all they received was pain.
他们本来是期望能够得到好的收成，有好葡萄，但是所最后所收获的却是伤心痛苦。
Or maybe there were parents in that congregation that day that were thinking about their children.
或者在那个听众里边，那天呢，里边有这个父母想到他们的儿女。
The mother who went through all of the pain of bearing a child and bringing a child into the world.
妈妈就是这个受生产之苦，然后把这个孩子生出来。
And then all of the care for that child.
然后就这样子一点一点的照顾这个小孩子。
And then all of the times that she took that child to school.
然后带了这个孩子去上学。
And to soccer games.
去踢足球。
And to a thousand other things.
然后去各种各样的活动。
Only to find out that that child turned away from all of that and went totally a different direction.
然后呢，但是这个孩子长大以后，跟妈妈所想象、妈妈所希望他走的道路完全不同，走完全一个相反的方向。
So much invested, but yet all instead of receiving the good benefits of that investment, all they received is sour grapes.
你投入了这么多，但是你所得到的却不是你所想，却不是完全不是你所想象的。
A song like that touches the heart. And threw it all away, it just becomes sour grapes.
这样的一首歌呢，真的是能让，真的是触动每个人的心灵，因为每个人都会在或多或少有这样的感受。
Songs like this are popular because they bring back memories.
这样子的歌呢，是很容易变成很容易被人接受，被人喜欢，因为真的是触动到了每个人的心。
And so the audience, many people with tears in their eyes might say, it was not your fault, you did all that you could.
所以呢，这个观众可能听，这个周围的听众可能已经听得眼泪汪汪了，说，对呀，这不是你的错，你做了你所有能做的。
And so Isaiah begins the third verse and he begins to express anger that often comes after being hurt.
然后在那个第三节里边，以赛亚呢就讲，就这里边就是你听这个口气是有生气，是因为他这种失望所带来的这种生气的情绪。
The singer is putting words in their heart that match the feelings of how they have felt.
然后呢，这个歌唱的人呢，就把他的这个情绪呢，他们内在的这种感受用歌词来表达出来了。
Oh, and Isaiah gets to verses 5 and 6, and things begin to change.
然后到第五节、第六节呢，这个歌曲的这个主体就开始有点改变了。
Isaiah says, "I'll tell you now what I will do to my vineyard. I'll take away the hedge thereof."
那个以赛亚第五节说，现在我告诉你们，我要向我的葡萄园怎样行。
And I'll break down the wall, and it'll all be destroyed.
他说，我必撤去篱笆，使它被吞灭；拆毁墙垣，使它被践踏。
I will let the wild beast walk over my vineyard and it'll all be trodden down.
他说我是要把这个墙垣拆毁了，让那个动物都能进到里边，让这个葡萄园被践踏。
The weeds and the thorns are going to come up and take it all.
棘藜就会长在这个葡萄园里。
And I will command the clouds that they rain no rain upon.
下边那个说，我也必命雨不降雨，我也必命云不降雨在其上。
So people began to get a little uneasy.
那讲到这个时候呢，大家就开始有点不安了。
They began to shift from one foot to another.
他们就开始站在那儿，有点不太舒服，感觉不舒服。
And the song goes on. It says, "For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the people of Judah are His pleasant planting."
然后以赛亚继续唱说，万军之耶和华的葡萄园就是以色列家。
He expected justice, but he got bloodshed.
他说喜爱的树就是犹大人，他指望的是公平，谁知道有倒流人血。
He expected righteousness, but he received a crown.
指望的是公义，谁知道有冤声。
They hadn't seen the ending of that song coming.
他们这些听众刚开始听的时候呢，他们并没有听想到最后的结局是这样子的，最后的结果，这首歌的结尾是这样子收场的。
And just as they began to get all teary-eyed and began to have those tender feelings to what the singer was singing, now they realized that he was making the application to the way they had been living.
就在他们刚开始听了眼泪汪汪，感觉到可以认同这首歌的时候，突然发现了这首歌其实是对着他们唱的，他们就是那个葡萄园，是针对他们的。
He says to them, "You are the vineyard, and you are the one that is bringing forth sour grapes."
你就是那个葡萄园，你就是那个结野葡萄的树。
The people are beginning to think, and they begin to look, and they begin to think about what the preacher is saying.
这些人呢，就会想，就会去看看这个讲员，就会去想这个讲员讲的到底是什么意思。
The last lines in these verses are very interesting.
最后这几个这几节这一经节是很有意思的。
It says he expected justice, but he received bloodshed.
说他写的说他指望的是公平，谁知道有倒流人血。
I am not a Hebrew scholar. I have not studied Hebrew language.
我本身我不是希伯来文，我不是太懂，我也不是希伯来文的学者。
But my guess is here today that most people in this auditorium today have done some studies of language other than your native language.
我想在其中我们在座的每个人可能除了你的我们的母语中文之外，我们都学过外语。
And how frustrating it can become when you think you've learned a vocabulary word and you've learned it very well.
然后你觉得你好像学到一个词汇，学得很好。
And you see that what you think is that word in another place, but your teacher says, oh no, that's not the same word. Look at that a little more.
然后呢，有时候你觉得这个词在另外一个地方你看到，你觉得是同一个词，然后你的老师告诉你说，不对，那个不是同一个词。
And you find one or two letters that are different than the word that you thought it was.
你说这怎么会呢？其实这个词就两个字母不一样。
Just a small difference.
就是一个很小的一个不同。
But it changes the entire meaning.
但是就因为这两个字母呢，把这个词的整个意思全都变过来了。
You've been there and done that?
你有没有这样的经验？
I think you know what I'm saying.
我想大家应该了解我所说的。
Well, here's the case in Hebrew. They say that in Hebrew that the characters for justice and bloodshed are just a very small difference.
他们就说这在希伯来文里边，中文里看不出来。希伯来文里边讲的公平和倒流人血这两个词，非常非常的相像，只有一两个字母不同。
And also when it comes to righteousness, but he heard a cry, it's the same thing. It almost looks the same, except there's just maybe one stroke or one letter.
在这个公义呢，跟这个冤声这两个词，在希伯来的原文里边，它可能只有一笔一划的地方不同，就是非看着猛一看是一样，但是只有一点点不同。
And so I see the question on somebody's face.
所以我看大家好像有点迷惑。
My wife is looking at me with that question mark on her
face. 然后我太太脸上就好像有个问号，挂了个问号。
What's that got to do with this message?
那跟我们这个今天所讲的信息有什么不同呢？有什么相关呢？
Here's the application.
这是我们的应用。
You see, it's not that the people there that day under Isaiah were terrible, wicked sinners. It was just that they were not giving their very best to what God had provided.
就是在以赛亚那个时代的人呢，并不是说他们很邪恶，他们很糟糕的犯很多罪的罪人。他们只是说没有把自己的全部自己给交给神，没有把自己最好的给神。
God wants us to be up here on this level as Christians, following Him with all of our heart.
神呢，让我们到这个水平，就是全心的跟随他。
But when we lower that standard a little bit, and we're still saying we're following the Lord with our lips, but not with our heart.
然后我们就降低一点这个标准，我们说我们还是在跟随神呢。我们用我们的嘴巴上说神呢，我在跟随你，但是并不是用我们的心。
Then it's God expecting righteousness, but instead He receives a cry.
所以呢。在这种情况下降低你的标准呢，神所指望的是公平，但是出来的结果却是倒流人血，却是暴虐。
Like the farmer who has given everything that he could, and he's labored long hours, and he's planted the best of vines, but yet he doesn't receive the harvest.
就像这个农夫，他真的是花了很多的心思去刨挖园子，去拔草，但是呢，最后结出来的却是一个没有一个好收成。
And like the farmer is expecting his crop to flourish, so God is expecting us to flourish as Christians.
就像说农夫他花那么大的心力，他很希望他有个好的收成。同样的，神对我们，他也希望我们有好的结果，有好的果子出来。
He's expecting us to grow and produce justice and righteousness.
神希望我们能结出公义、公平的果子。
Instead, bloodshed and a
crime. 但是呢？反而呢，结出来的是什么？是暴虐和冤声的果子。
I want to go back in those verses now and make some individual application.
然后我想回到，我们再回到这个前面的经节里边，再讲一些我们对我们个人的生活中的应用。
You see, Isaiah starts out by calling attention that when the keeper of the vineyard wanted to plant a vineyard, he chose the best place he knew to plant the vineyard.
你看，我们来回去看，当这个葡萄园主他想要建一个葡萄园的时候，他找了一个最好的地方。
Pardon me for a personal illustration, but the older I get, the more I go back and think about my mother and father.
然后呢，他请大家原谅我，常常会就是年纪大了就会忆旧。我那年纪越大呢，我就越常常会想念我的父母。
We were just poor farmers in Kentucky.
我们是那个在肯塔基州这个贫穷的农民。
And my mother would go out every spring of the year after the snow had melted and the weather had warmed up to plant her garden.
我妈妈呢，在那个春天雪融化之后，她就会到后边就去耕种，去她的那个花园里边去撒种。
She planted everything in her garden close to the house because that's where she had her garden.
然后呢，就是我们那花园呢，菜园子离我们家很近，她就在那里撒种。
But when she wanted to plant watermelons, she had to find a special place because watermelons would not grow in the type of soil in her garden.
但是如果她要想种西瓜的话，她就没有办法在家附近种，她必须得找一个特别的地方。那边因为那个西瓜所需要的土壤跟我们家旁边是没有的。
I don't know why I remember this, but just as a little boy.
我不知道为什么我记得这个，但是我那时候是个小男孩子。
My mother said to my father one day.
有一天，妈妈对爸爸说。
She said, his name was Everett. She said, Everett, I want to plant some watermelons this year.
然后呢，他对我爸爸说，爱德华，我今年想种一些西瓜。
I could see the look of distress on my father's face.
我看我爸那个脸色就变了，因为觉得这个压力很大。
Because, you see, where we lived, watermelons had to be planted on what they call new ground, or otherwise you were wasting your time.
然后呢，在我住的地方呢，就是你要种西瓜呢，你必须要种在这个新土上边，不然的话，你所就全就是白费功夫。
I always wondered why he called it new ground, because it was all created at the same time.
我不知道为什么是要叫新土，因为所有的土地都是被神在同时创造的。
But Daddy would have to find a place on the farm where small trees had been growing up, and he'd have to clean out all of those trees so my mother could plant watermelons in new ground.
然后呢，我爸爸必须在那个农场上呢找一片地，那个地方长的小树，我爸得把那个树都砍了，把那块地清出来，这样我妈才能在那片地上种西瓜。
And so. When the vineyard went to plant his vineyard, he found a place where that he thought the grapes.
所以呢，当这个就像我父母这样，我的这个葡萄园主呢，当他想要建一个葡萄园的时候，他找了一片地方，他觉得这个是个最好的地方来建葡萄园。
I don't know if you like onions or not.
我不知道大家喜不喜欢洋葱。
But there's a special kind of onions called Vidalia onions here in the States.
在美国有一种叫 Vidalia 的一种洋葱。
They've tried to grow these onions at different places in the United States.
他们想要这种洋葱呢，我有的人想把它在别的地方种。
But the only place that they can get them to grow and flourish with the right kind of taste is in Vidalia, Georgia.
但是呢，这个 Vidalia 呢，它只有在这个佐治亚州的 Vidalia， 只有在这个地方才可以生长，才可以长得好，才有那个它所有特有的那种味道。
And so if you're going to try to grow that particular kind of onion and the quality that you want, it's got to be in that place.
所以呢，你要想要有它那样的那个洋葱，你必须在那个地方种，你换地方就不行。
So when God chooses to plant his vineyard, he chooses a very fruitful place.
当神要准备要建造他的葡萄园的时候，他选了一个肥美的山岗，很肥沃的土地。
You're way ahead of me already, aren't you?
你们大家是不是已经跑到我前面去了？你们都知道我要讲什么了。
And so when God comes down and he plants his vineyard, he plants it in the heart of man, a very potentially fruitful place.
所以呢，当神在我们的心里要做工的时候，他这个每个人的这个心田，在我们，他这个心田是一，可能是一种很有，是一块肥沃的土地，是一片好土。
God didn't plant his vineyard in the heart of angels.
神没有把这个他的葡萄园种在这个天使的心里。
Or in the heart of ever other heavenly beings,
或者没有说种在天上的他所创造的别的天使里边。
Or in the heart of animals,
或者也没有把这个葡萄园建在这个动物的心里。
But in a very fruitful place in your heart and my heart,
而是在我们这个肥沃的土，就是好土里边，在你的心里，在我的心里。
And then he says he fenced it.
然后下面说他就是周围围了篱笆。
He fenced it because he wanted to protect his vineyard from all of the wild animals that would just run across and destroy.
他建篱笆是为了保护这个葡萄园不被周围的野生那个动物践踏。
I'm thinking about how God's protection and how He protects us and He protects that vine that He plants in our heart.
我就想说神是怎么样保护我们，怎么保护他所在我们心中所建造的这个所栽种的。
It's Satan's business to try to come and uproot that vine that God has planted.
就是撒旦呢，总想要把神在我们心中所栽种的给拔除，连根拔除。
But God builds a hedge around about it.
但是神呢，在我们周围安营篱笆，安放篱笆。
A hedge of protection.
是一个保护的篱笆。
I'm thinking about Job and how that Job was such a prosperous and such a rich man.
我们都知道约伯是在东方是非常的富有。
And then one day Satan comes and he says, I can't touch Job because you've got a hedge built around about him.
那个有一天撒旦说我根本就不能碰约伯，因为你在篱笆四围，在我圈上篱笆维护他和他的家。
The hedge of God's protection.
这是神那个保护的篱笆。
You see, Satan could not cross over that hedge. He could only come to that hedge and he had to stop.
然后你看撒旦他是不能穿过这个篱笆，他只能站在那个篱笆之外。
So God said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll move the hedge in some. You can take away his riches and even his children, but that's as far as you're going to be able to go.
但是神呢就给撒旦说好吧，那我可以把这个篱笆呢给他撤除一点，你可以拿走他的财富甚至他的孩子，但是你不能动他。
And so Satan took away his camels and his cattle and his children, and but yet Job still had his strength and his good health.
但是呢，所以呢，撒旦呢就把约伯的这个牛群、羊群、他的财富、他的骆驼，包括他的儿女都拿走了。但是呢，约伯还是有健康。
And yet Job stayed true to God.
但是约伯呢，真的是对神很真实，对神很忠心。
He didn't produce sour grapes. He produced those wonderful, luscious grapes that fine wine is made of.
那个约伯所结出来的果子不是那种野的酸的葡萄，但是他真的是结出来这种很甜美的、很这个就是很有水分的葡萄。
And so Satan comes back and he says, I can't touch him because he's still strong and he's got his health and he can work and make his riches back again.
然后那个撒旦就说了，他现在我还是不能动他呀，他现在还是他很强壮，还有健康啊，他还是可以再工作，再赢回他的，再挣得财富啊。
So God moves in the hedge a little bit.
然后神呢就把这个篱笆呢就再缩小一点。
He says, take away his health.
然后神说好吧，你可以就是去就可以攻击他的，可以攻击他的性，他的身体。
But don't take away his life. You can't touch his life.
但是你不可以拿取走他的，要存留他的性命。
See the hedge is still there. It just moved in a little bit.
但是呢，你看到没有？神的保护，神的篱笆还在那里，只是小了一些。
And so when God plants a vine of His planting within our hearts, He builds a hedge around about it, and Satan can't come any closer to us than that hedge.
所以呢，神在我们心中呢，就是种了一个。这个真的葡萄，然后呢，周围放上篱笆，撒旦可以来攻击，但是他不能进到这个篱笆以内，只能在篱笆之外。
There's a popular song that I heard sung the other day.
我有一天听了一首流行歌曲。
It says, God didn't promise that I would never stumble, but He did promise that He would be there when I fall.
这一首歌里面讲到说，神没有答应说我永远不会摔跤，但是他当我摔倒的时候，他会在那里。
He didn't tell me that he would grant all my hopes and wishes, but that he would hear me when I call.
他没有告诉我说他会让我所有梦想成真，但是呢，他会听，当我呼求的时候，他会听到。
He didn't tell me that my heart would never be broken, but he did say he would mend it again.
他没有告诉我说我从来不会心碎，但是他告诉我说他会在那里修补我的心。
He didn't promise that my cross would not be heavy, but my load he would share.
他没有告诉我说我的十字架会很轻，不会沉重，但是他会跟我一起来背负。
He didn't say that he would hear my complaints, but he did say he would hear me.
他没有说他会听我的牢骚，听我的抱怨，但是他会听到我恳切的祈求祷告。
So now we come to the part where he gathers out the stones.
现在我们再看他说神说什么呢？他说他捡去石头。
If he's going to have a fruitful vineyard, he's going to have to gather the stones out of the ground.
如果这个葡萄园主要有一个结果子，一个很好的收成的话， 他要把石头给捡去。
I was visiting with a man on a ranch in the state of Missouri.
我去那个米苏里州有一个人，他有一个农场，就是一个牧场。
He took me out on his ranch and was showing me all of his cows and his beautiful ranch.
然后他就看他那个牧场真的是很漂亮，他有很多很多的牛，然后他让我看他的这个牧场。
And ever so often there would be a big pile of stones.
然后过一阵呢，我就看到一堆石头。
I said, why are the stones all piled up?
我说你在这么一这跪在这看一堆石头，这是什么意思啊？
He said, well, the stones were laying on the ground and they were hindering the grass from growing and the cows couldn't have enough to eat, so I hired some high school children to help me pick up the stones.
他说因为呢，这原来这些石头呢都在草地上，因为有这个石头在那，所以草就长不出来，那个牛就没有足够的那个草吃，所以我就雇了一些学校的学，就是一些孩子，让他们没事，就是来帮我捡石头。
And so when God plants His Spirit within our hearts and He expects that plant to grow, He not only provides protection, but He removes those things that are going to hinder it from growing.
所以呢，当神在我们的心里种下栽种的时候呢，他不仅放一个篱笆保护我们，他也把那些会影响我们、会阻碍我们成长的那个种子成长的这些东西给拿去。
So I wanted to know what are some of those stones that God picked up out of my life and removed.
神要剪去的，在我生命中要剪去的这些石头，影响我生长的是什么呢？
I was thinking there are times in my life and serving the Lord that I became too busy doing other things.
所以呢，我再想想，在我的生命中，以我的经验来讲，我有的时候呢，我服侍神，但是我就太忙了。
Too busy to go to prayer meeting.
太忙了，忙到我都不能去祷告，参加祷告会。
Too busy to do the things that I ought to do.
太忙了，甚至我应该做的事情我都不去做。
Too busy to take time to read and pray.
甚至我太忙了，所以我也不读经祷告。
Too busy thinking about what I need to do to provide for my family rather than trusting in God.
太忙了，就想的是我怎么样可以挣钱养家，而不是想到说我怎么样去依靠神、信靠神。
And then I think about there's a great stone that God moved out of my life.
我就想想说，神从我生命中挪去的一个很大的石头是什么呢？
That's the stone of doubt.
这就是怀疑。
God talks about over and over again in His Word about faith and how He rewards those that believe in Him.
神在他的话语，在圣经中不断的讲到信心，然后他会怎么样赏赐那些有信心寻求他的人。
But yet because Satan had come before I become a Christian and had planted all of these doubts in my heart, sometimes it was really a struggle to let God remove those doubts.
所以呢，但是呢，撒旦在我真正成为基督徒之前呢，他就在我心里边撒下了这个怀疑的种子，所以我后来就是常常呢，要在这个怀疑方面，在信心方面挣扎。
Face a difficult situation and just automatically a doubt come up, God's going to fail me now.
然后我有时候就是说，面对一个很困难的环境，马上我就会有怀疑，说，哎，这次神真的是会帮助我吗？神会不会这次让我失败呢？
But God wants to remove those doubts and help us to believe in Him.
但是神想要把这个怀疑从我们心中挪去，想要我们过一个信心的生活。
You remember the man who came to Jesus with his child and Jesus healed his child?
记不记得当时有一个人带着他的儿子来看主耶稣，主耶稣就是医治了他的孩子。
And Jesus told the man, if you believe me and you have faith, all things are possible.
主耶稣说，你只要信，凡事都可以。
And the man said, Lord, I do believe, help thou my unbelief.
他说，主啊，我信，但是我信不足，帮助我的信，不足的信。
And so Christians all around the world and for many, many centuries have asked this question, how do I increase my faith in Christ?
所以呢，好多世纪以来呢，全世界的基督徒就在问，说神啊，我们怎么样来增加我们的信心呢？
I sense that this doubt in my heart is hindering my spiritual growth and hindering me from producing the fruit that God wants me to have.
我说，对我来讲，我感觉到这个，在我里边的这个怀疑呢，真的是阻碍了我能够我的属灵的成长，阻碍了我能够跟神之间的关系。
Well, I can tell you one thing that I found out in my own life, the more time I spend thinking about God and His Word and Thinking about good Christian songs, the easier it is to believe that God is there.
对我来讲呢，我的经验就是说，当我花更多的时间去默想神的话语，去读神的话语，去默想那些好的那个圣诗的时候，就帮助我能更有信心。
Everybody's experience may not be the same as mine, but I am convinced of this, that God wants to remove doubt out of everyone's heart.
我每个人的那个经历可能不同，但是我知道神想要把这个怀疑从每个人的心中拔出。
Because doubt is one of those stones that hinders the plant.
因为这个怀疑呢，是一个能够让我们的生命不能成长的一个大石头。
And then I think another stone is forgetting too quickly what God has done.
另外一个大石头是什么呢？就是很快的就忘掉了神为我们所做的。
In my devotions, I recently read through the book of Exodus.
灵修的时候呢，我最近的灵修，我就是把那个出埃及记给读完了。
Oh, the children of Israel coming out of Egypt to the promised land.
对以色列人呢，从那埃出埃及呢，到那个迦南美地去，到那个。
They would be in a place where there was no water to drink.
然后他们到了地方没水，荒漠里边。
And God would provide water from an old, dry, dusty rock.
然后神又从那个完全没有水的地方就给他们提供水。
And they would rejoice.
然后他们就好高兴。
And then they would get in another problem.
然后他们又碰到别的问题。
And they would say, "Has God brought us out of Egypt to let us die in the desert?"
然后他们就抱怨说，神把我们从埃及带来，就是让我们要死在这个地方吗？
They've forgotten so quickly how that God provided for them just days ago.
他们很快就忘记几天之前神怎么样为他们提供他们所需的一切的。
And as you're reading through the book of Exodus, my experience was I wanted to shake the Bible and say, "Don't you remember what God has done for you?"
然后我在读出埃及记的时候，恨不得就摇一摇这些以色列人，说你们这么快就忘掉神为你们所做的一切吗
？No meat to eat.
没有肉吃。
So God sent the quail just flying just off of the ground. They could reach out and grab them.
神又送了这个飞了好多鹌鹑，这个鹌鹑呢就在离地一尺高的地方飞。
But soon they forgot that wonderful blessing.
然后他们马上也就忘掉了那个。
And so it is, before I condemn the Israelites too much, how many times when I face difficulty do I fail to remember what God has done for me?
所以我们也不要说这个以色列人，我自己想想，当我们面对这个困难的时候，是不是我们很快也像他们一样忘掉了神过去是怎么帮助我们的？
So I take my car down to the mechanic to get it fixed.
我开车到一个修车店，然后修我的车。
And when I get the bill, I scratch my head and I complain, "Boy, things are really expensive. I don't know where I'm going to get all this money."
然后我就收到账单，我说天哪，怎么这么贵？我说现在的物价可真高啊。
But then God says, instead of complaining about the high price of things, why don't you thank me for all of the times that I provided for you in the past?
然后神就说，哎，你在那里抱怨什么呢？你不要在那里抱怨，而不是说抱怨现在价格太高，而是想想过去你在所有的情况中我是怎么样供应你的。
And I feel that rebuke from God, and I say, "Yes, Lord," and I go away with my spirits lifted, expecting greater things from God.
然后呢，我就是说，我感受到神的责备，我就对神说，对神，你说的是对的。然后我就心里边就扬起来，就轻松起来。我知道神会为我做更大的事。
And He's never failed me yet.
然后神从来不会说失败，神从来不会不保持他的诺言。
And I'm not worried about any failures in the future.
我也不会真的是去操担心以后我会碰到什么样的失败。
But then this important point, he says, and he planted it with the choicest vine.
然后在下边呢，这个葡萄园主说呢，他真的是栽种了一个好葡萄，上等的葡萄。
I picture in my mind this image of God going throughout all of the universe looking for someone who could become the suitable sacrifice for the sins that man have committed.
然后我就在想这个，我就在我的脑中想象神就是走遍整个宇宙，在整个宇宙中看，说哪一个人可以是成为一个合适的这个祭牲，可以为那个人所犯的罪来牺牲。
If this was today,And God was looking all through the United States, He wouldn't be able to find a suitable sacrifice.
如果是今天的话，神在整个美国全部找一遍，找不到一个可以做一个合适的，就是一个生祭。
If He moved across the Atlantic to Europe, He wouldn't be able to find a suitable sacrifice.
如果神真的是在去看欧洲，也找不到。
All over the world, there's no sacrifice suitable.
在这整个世界上，没有一个人，没有任何事情可以成为一个合适的献祭，一个祭牲，可以挪去我们的罪。
Because every man, every woman living on this earth has a great appointment with the sentence of death.
因为在这个世界上，所有的不管是男人还是女人，最后我们都有一个约会，这个约会就是死亡之约，我们最后都要死。
But his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, who had no appointment with death, he was willing to send him to live in my heart.
但是呢，主耶稣，神唯一的儿子，他是不会死的，但是他却愿意为我们成为一个献祭，来做住在我们的，然后住在我们的心里。
He planted the choicest vine in my heart.
神呢是这样，神把这个上等的葡萄树，主耶稣栽种在我们心里。
And then he built a tower in the midst of the.
然后神在这个园中呢盖了一座楼。
And this is like when I, since in my early days as a young man, I used to pilot airplanes, and so whenever I go to an airport, I look around for the tower. I want to see where the tower is.
这个楼是什么？其实我年轻的时候，我那时候是飞行员。我每次到个机场附近，我飞到那个机场上方，我就去找那个塔楼。
So when it come time for the harvest in the vineyard and they was expecting the harvest, he wasn't worried about those wild animals now. He was worried about the two-legged kind that could climb over the wall and rob him of the harvest. So he built a tower so he could see out.
这个塔楼呢，就是说当这个葡萄园开始这个收成都好了，都结了果子之后呢，这个园主要上到这个塔楼上，就能看到危险来到，看看有没有强盗要来这里，要来抢东西。
And so from that tower, he can see long distances. He can see danger long before.
所以从这个楼上，他可以看到危险，可以看到以后要看得很远。
And he built a wine press.
然后呢，这个园主又凿了一个压酒池，酒榨。
Because he was expecting a harvest.
你为什么他要再建这个压酒池？因为他希望他所期待的是一个好收成。
Now.Here's where I want to end, and I want to make this application.
这是我要结束的地方。我这里要讲到我的就是我们对我们的生活到底有什么帮助呢
？Now, if you've kind of drifted off to sleep, but wake up just for a moment.
所以，如果现在已经在打盹了，快睡着了，那么现在你可以醒一醒，听到最后我们讲我们的应用。
You ever sign up for a writing class in college?
有没有人在大学里修过这个写作课？
I did one time, and I was just on the very first day that the professor gave us a short story to read.
然后第一天呢，我在大学里，然后教授就给了我们一个短文章让我们读。
Now he said, after you have read that story, cross off the last two paragraphs.
然后那个教授就说了，你读完这个故事以后呢，就把最后两段的给删掉，给擦掉。
I want you to write another ending for this story.
我想让你自己重新写一个不同的一个结尾。
Well, we've read this morning from the inspired word of God that God gave the words to Isaiah.
我们今天早上读到了神给以赛亚的这个歌。
And we can't change what is written.
我们不能改变他所写的。
But as we apply this scripture to our hearts, we can change the endings for our own individual with our own individual choices.
但是呢，当我们在读神的话的时候，我们其实可以改变的是最后这两句的，就是这个结尾可以。让这个在我们生命中所结的这个葡萄园是不一样的结局。
It comes down to this very important application is if we apply and we take proper notice and proper resources of what God has given us, we can produce that harvest that God wants us to produce.
如果我们是照着神所说的，我们照好好照顾我们的葡萄园，照着神的法则去做，我们其实是可以结出来好的葡萄，有好的收成的。
But if we just kind of wave it off and we don't really take it seriously and we just kind of go along,
如果我们就是说就这么听听就过去了，并不是把它很认真的听进去，并不照着神的话去做的话，
Yes, it's possible to produce sour grapes.
很可能我们的生命所结的就是这个野葡萄，就是这个酸葡萄。
But it comes down to this very important point.
很重要的一点是什么呢？到这里。
How this ends for each one of us individually depends on the choices that we make.
到底我们是结什么样的果子，在于我们每个人的一个每天的选择。
Yes, Lord, I want you to remove the stones out of my life.
说神啊，是啊，我要让你把我生命中的石头给挪去。
And how painful it might be,
不管多痛，不管这个你要挪去这个石头的过程多痛苦，那个不重要。
But whatever you need to do to to produce the harvest, Lord, I'm willing to cooperate with you.
不管说你要在我生命中做什么样的工作，不管这个多痛苦，但是神呐，我愿意跟你合作，我想要好的收成，我想要结好葡萄。
And as the ladies and gentlemen were singing this morning those beautiful songs, Lord, I want to be like you.
今天早晨我们的那个姐妹带这个诗歌，弟兄姐妹带诗歌讲到说，主啊，我愿更像你。
I was sitting there thinking how beautiful their voices were blending together.
我就想说他们的声音合在一起真的是非常的美。
And if we have that desire in our heart that I want to be like Jesus, we can produce that wonderful fruit.
如果在我们的心底有这样的一个很诚恳的愿望，主啊，我愿更像你，那我们真的是可以结出来好葡萄，好果子。
Or we can resist and rebel a little bit.
或者我们就是说拒绝一点，就是说哦，我就背叛一点点。
And continue to wear a mask, and people think that we're good.
或者继续的戴这个面具，别人觉得我们外表上看觉得我们是好基督徒。
But in the end, it will be sour grapes.
但是到最后呢，在神的眼里，我们结出来的却是野葡萄，酸葡萄。
But to end on this positive note, we can produce a wonderful harvest that God wants.
但是呢，这个其实神要告诉我们的是，我们可以结出来好葡萄，这个甜的葡萄。
And I don't know about you, but I want to cooperate with God and produce the harvest.
但是我不知道你们是怎么样，我是很想，但是我自己本身是很愿意和神合作，结出来有好的收成，好的葡萄。
So let's bow our heads together.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And just as we pray together here,
让我们一起祷告的时候
，we want to think about that decisions that we've made and. If there are those that feel like that there's sour grapes being produced in your life, God is able to help this morning.
如果呢，就是说你过去的生命中有这个野葡萄，这个酸葡萄，神有办法让你能够，还是有办法让你从现在开始结出来好的甜的葡萄。
And if I have this assurance that if you
我有这个确据。
Or I or anyone here ask God to help produce the right kind of harvest, He will.
如果你我们中间的任何人，不管是你是我，如果我们有这个心愿，想要结出来好的果子、好的收成，神会帮助我们。
Now, Lord, this morning we thank you for this congregation.
主啊，我们真的是为我们的会众、为我们的为我们的教会感谢你。
We thank you, Lord, for the wonderful grace that you've given, grace upon grace.
真的是感谢你对这个教会，对我们是恩上加恩。
We thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus.
我们真的是感谢你，神啊，我们感谢你把主耶稣送给我们。
The choicest of all vines.
是最好的上等的葡萄。
To be planted within our hearts.
真的是栽种在我们心里。
Lord, we're unworthy.
我们不配。
We're undeserving.
我们也不值得。
Yet, Lord, you've given us this opportunity to produce.
但是，神啊，你确实给了我们这个机会，让我们能够结出好葡萄。
The fine fruits that you want us to produce.
你在我们心中想要的这个很好的上等的果子。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.